A meeting is set for this evening in Albany as business owners, elected officials, mental health experts, and service providers, along with members of the public, will gather to talk about the homeless and the mentally ill. The meeting was organized by Jason Pierce, the president of the Savoy Tap Room, located at 301 Lark Street, who has seen firsthand the growth of the homeless population near his business.
Since 2010, the homeless population in New York State has increased by 40%. Overdoses due to opioid addiction have tripled. We've seen a substantial increase in the homeless population here in the city of Albany and Albany County. And what really prompted this was a desire to help, to better life for the homeless individuals that are residents here in the city, to better quality of life for people that live here, to increase availability of mental health care services, addiction care services.
Has there been a problem with the homeless near the Savoy Tap Room? Are they getting aggressive? Is it interrupting business?
The homeless population in Albany itself has increased dramatically recently, and there has been a substantial increase in violent and aggressive behavior on behalf of a small subset of those individuals who are suffering from addiction.
What do you hope to hear tonight? There's a wide array of people. You've got elected officials, you've got people who work with the homeless, mental health advocates. Is this just a discussion? Do you hope to come up with a plan tonight?
Our hope is that by starting this conversation, we can plant seeds. We know that the forum tonight is not a solution. It's not going to solve all the problems, but we're hoping by bringing together all these people in one room that we can start a conversation, come up with some ideas, and even if there's only one or two ideas that come out of this that help us make the situation better, then we've been successful.
What have your customers been saying? Have they talked to you about this problem as they enter the Savoy Tap Room, as they leave? Have they had problems?
Residents and visitors to the area that patronize our restaurant are concerned, and they're concerned because, quite frankly, this is a humanitarian crisis and we care about our fellow human beings. They're concerned because there's times when maybe they've been scared walking down a sidewalk. They frequently also don't know how to help. They know how to give somebody change or a cigarette, but they also just don't know what resources are available to them to help these people.
How long have you been at your current location? How long have you been there, and what changes have you seen in the homeless and the mentally ill? Have you seen firsthand how this problem is growing?
We're in our fourth year at Savoy Tap Room, and over the course of the last few years, I've seen a substantial increase in the population, and I've seen a substantial increase in the portion of that homeless population that's suffering from opioid addiction and an increase in their aggressive behavior. In correlation with that, we've seen firsthand, quite frankly, that a vast majority of these people are suffering from some type of mental illness and truly need better access to mental health care.
Now, in most cases, perhaps if someone gets aggressive, the police are called, but that's not always the solution that perhaps works best. That's the immediate solution. What happens after that? What has to happen in your mind to really end this problem?
I wish I had the solution to end the problem. I mean, it really is a crisis nationwide, but in addressing the specific problem of that cycle where, you know, an individual gets arrested, they get booked, they go to court, they get released, and they never truly get the care that they need, what we're hoping is to come up with some solutions, like, for instance, a mental health court diversion program that would work not dissimilar to drug court that's used very successfully now in counties all over the area.
The Savoy Tap Room is at 301 Lark Street, next to the Dunkin' Donuts in Albany. It's a very busy place. Tonight, it begins at 7 o'clock. It goes until 9 o'clock. What kind of information can people obtain if they're interested in, maybe if they can't get there tonight, if they can get there tonight? Do you have a web address, something, a phone number that people can call?
Our phone number is 518-599-5140. Our Facebook, we can be found as Savoy Tap Room, and we'll probably be posting some results or summaries of what went on tonight. And I am very hopeful that this is just the beginning, that there will be solutions that come out of this tonight, and that there will be further meetings possibly at other locations in the city. So people should stay tuned for those.
Again, it's the Savoy Tap Room tonight at 7 o'clock. That's at 301 Lark Street, next to the Dunkin' Donuts, the old Justin's location in Albany. Jason Pierce is the president of the Savoy Taproom. Thank you for coming in.